the woman's body and womanhood itself. Michael Powell called Black Narcissus the most erotic film I have ever made. I can only add that it is the most erotic film I have ever seen.
That was Peter Bradshaw on Black Narcissus. In the last essay in the series, tomorrow evening, writer A.L. Kennedy looks at Inconvenient Love in I Know Where I'm Going. That's tomorrow night here on Radio 3 at 10:45.
If you think film music's all about the glitz and glamour of Hollywood, think again. Ever since the dawn of the sound film, some of the greatest film scores have been created on this side of the Atlantic. Join me in Composer of the Week on Radio 3 for a journey through more than 8 decades of uniquely British film music, from Vaughan Williams to Nitin Sawhney, via William Walton, The Beatles, Michael Nyman, Benjamin Britten, Malcolm Arnold, and, of course, John Barry. Join me for Composer of the Week as part of the Sound of Cinema season, weekdays at 12 noon and 6:30 on BBC Radio 3.
And if you missed any of the previous episodes this week of Composer of the Week, they're all there on the iPlayer radio. 11 o'clock, and now we join Fiona Talkington for Late Junction.
That's the Grupo Vocal de Sandan, known as the Creole Choir of Cuba. And that track comes from The Rough Guide to Voodoo, and it's a traditional song associated with the spirit of the dead. Welcome again to Late Junction. Later on tonight, the latest in our series of Late Junction collaboration sessions. Tonight, bringing together the Finnish accordionist Kimmo Pohjonen, trumpet player, laptop and producer Alex Bonney, and drummer Dave Smith, those two from London's Loop Collective. And what's special about tonight's session is they're creating a soundtrack for the 1904 Gothic film The Mistletoe Bough, which has been restored for us by the British Film Institute. So that's a little bit later on tonight. The Last Hurrah was a book written, I think, in 1956 and made into a successful film a couple of years later, featuring Spencer Tracy. Well, The Last Hurrah is also the name of a Norwegian group who record on the Runogrammophon label. Their latest offering is called The Beauty of Fake. It's like a 35-minute film score in itself, but here's the opening featuring the voice of Heidi Goodbye.
This is the night mail crossing the border, bringing the cheque and the postal order. Letters for the rich, letters for the poor, the shop of the corner and the girl next door, pulling up Beatica's steady climb, the gradients against her, but she's on time. Through sparse county she rampages, her driver's eye upon her gauges, panting up past lonely farms, fed by the fireman's restless arms, striding forward along the rails, through southern uplands with northern mails. Winding up the valley to the watershed, through the heather and the weather and the dawn overhead, past cotton grass and moorland boulder, shoveling white steam over her shoulder, snorting noisily as she passes, silent miles of wind-bent grasses, birds to the heads as she approaches, stare from the bushes at her blank-faced coaches, sheepdogs cannot turn her course, they slumber on with paws across, in the farm she passes, no one wakes, but a jug in a bedroom gently shakes. The climb is done. Down towards Glasgow she descends, towards the steam tugs, yelping down the glade of cranes, towards the fields of apparatus, the furnaces set on the dark plain like gigantic chessmen. All Scotland waits for her in the dark glens beside the pale green sea locks. Men long for news. Letters of thanks, letters from banks, letters of joy from the girl and the boy, receipted bills and invitations to inspect new stock or to visit relations, and applications for situations and timid lovers, declarations and gossip. Gossip from all the nations, new circumstantial, news financial, letters with holiday snaps to enlarge it, letters with faces scored in the margin, letters from uncles, cousins and aunts, letters to Scotland from south of France, letters of condolence to Highlands and Lowlands, notes from overseas to the Hebrides, written on paper of every hue, the pink, the violet, the white and the blue, the chatty, the catty, the boring, adoring, the cold and official, the hearts outpouring, clever, stupid, short and long, the typed and the printed and spelt all wrong. Thousands are still asleep, dreaming of terrifying monsters, or a friendly tea beside the band at Cranston's or Crawford's. Asleep in working Glasgow, asleep in well-set Edinburgh, asleep in granite Aberdeen. They continue their dreams, but she'll wake soon and long for letters, and none will hear the postman's knock without a quickening of the heart. For who can bear to feel himself forgotten?
Night Mail, which was a 1936 post office documentary film with words by Auden and music by Benjamin Britten, and Simon Russell Beale there with a Birmingham contemporary music group conducted by Martin Brabbins, following the last hurrah with an excerpt from their album The Beauty of Fake. Now here's blues singer Elizabeth Cotton, recorded in 1958, a song called Georgia Buck. Thank you. Elizabeth Cotton, followed by the B-side of that Elizabeth Cotton record I played last night, a solo slide guitar performance of three traditional songs called Canaan's Land by the young Portland-based guitarist Marisa Anderson. Korean children's songs are the inspiration for Yeowon Shin's new album, Lua Ya. Aaron Parks is the pianist and Rob Curto plays accordion in The Moonwatcher and The Child. Yeowon Shin singing The Moonwatcher and The Child with Aaron Parks on piano and Rob Curto playing accordion. And that's from a new release out on ECM. Now, coming up after this next track, you can hear this month's Late Junction collaboration session. You may want to have your technology switched on if you want to watch the film that goes along with the soundtrack that's been created specially for us by Kimmo Pohjonen, Alex Bonney and Dave Smith. That's in a little over 5 minutes from now. Eleni Kariyenda is a hugely prolific composer. She's written the scores for 18 films, 35 theatre productions and 11 TV dramas. I met her in Athens a few years ago and was struck by her warmth and her passion for traditional music, which always finds its way into so much of her work. This is The Weeping Meadow and Memories from Elegy of the Uprooting. Film music by Eleni Kariandrou, The Weeping Meadow and Memories. You're listening to Late Junction here on BBC Radio 3, and it's time now for the latest in our Late Junction collaboration sessions. Very pleased to welcome to the studio today Kimmo Pohjonen, Alex Bonney and Dave Smith. Great to have you all here. This has been a slightly unusual session. We're tying it in with the BBC's The Sound of Cinema season, and you've been playing film music.
We've been improvising a score to a rather strange and wonderful film from 1904, The Mistletoe Bough, which is a kind of gothic ghost story. And we've been having fun coming up with some different ideas.
This isn't a well-known film at all. I think it's actually something that the British Film Institute unearthed for us. And it's one of those sort of Christmassy ghost stories, but it's sort of set around a wedding and it all goes horribly wrong. Now, the three of you met today, Alex and Dave. You, of course, know each other very well from all your work with the Loop Collective, but you've met Kimmo for the very first time today. When you're creating music for a silent film, are you imposing your own music on that film? Are you trying to tell the story, or are you doing a commentary, or is it something totally different?
Well, we discussed this a bit over the course of today. I think we were reluctant to try and make it too obvious. We weren't trying to make a sound effect track to the film. We were just being inspired by it. We tried to bring an element of some of the more playful aspects of the film into it. For example, the first idea Kimmo sent us was the opening scene was quite dark, and Dave and I thought maybe it would be fun to try a slightly lighter version of the first scene with that's a bit more playful, because as soon as that scene changes, the whole mood of the film seems to change. There's still a couple of humorous moments in it. There's a bit where two guys bump into each other, and they're obviously trying to make it not just dark the whole time. So we tried to bear that in mind when we did our soundtrack.
We had a great session. You know, it's always exciting to play guys who come from total different scene, and I think we took very nice moments here.
But also I think we have a lot of crossover, because Kimmo does a lot of stuff with electronics and so did Dave and I, so we had that in common straight away, and I think we found some nice sonic areas.
The beauty of this is that if you're technologically agile, you'll be able to watch the film online. You'll be able to watch it at any time, actually, because the music's synced in with the film. But if you want to watch it in line with a programme tonight, you can go to your computer, watch the film, turn the sound down on the computer. Otherwise, you're going to have a very strange oral experience. But here we go. Kimmo Pohjonen and Alex Bonney and Dave Smith creating music specially for Late Junction for the film The Mistletoe Bough. We'll be right back. Well, I think you did an absolutely brilliant job. A soundtrack for the 1904 Gothic film, The Mistletoe Bough, created by Kim Apohinen, Alex Bonney and Dave Smith for our Late Junction collaboration session. And many thanks to the British Film Institute for restoring that film, especially for this occasion. You can watch it online for 7 days and the music will be available as usual as a podcast for the next 30 days. Well, that was quite some experience, just watching the process of you putting all that together and the film. You've been actually really efficient today and created some more music for us as well. So we're going to hear a little bit more from you now, which has got nothing to do with the film whatsoever. What are we going to hear next?
I started to think, what happened to the couple after the movie? Where are their souls? And how they are talking to each other and how they are experiencing, because finally they are together. And I had one vocal piece where I have sampled some rhythm from my bellow, and it's kind of improvised vocal thing. And I wanted to hear trumpet there because I have never heard trumpet in my music. So then we just started to improvise with that idea. And we called that piece now Ice Canyon, and it actually became quite a nice piece about their souls. So you can, when you listen to this music, you can imagine how they are communicating now to each other.
Well, some more music from our Lake Junction collaboration session this month. The trio of Kimmo Pohjonen, Alex Bonney and Dave Smith. A piece called Ice Canyon, which is a follow-up to the film music that they played earlier on for The Mistletoe Bow. Is it a happy ending?
I think
yes.
At the end it turned to be happy, smooth.
So we've got a couple of pieces to end with. Do you want to tell me what you're going to play?
Well, we have a ballad first, which is we just called Still, which has a lot of space in it and is obviously kind of slow and melancholy. And then we went a little crazy for the end. Here in the Maid of Elle studio, there's an imposing sign about Bing Crosby and the fact he made his last recording in this room. So we couldn't help but think about that. So the last tune is kind of inspired by the idea of his last recording.
And have you come up with a title for it yet? What do you think it should be?
My vote is The Last Moments of Bing Crosby.
Beautiful.
Sounds perfect.
I think it might be that his head exploded at the end. It's a piece which has some energy. And we are talking that we should talk when we play.
Great. Well, thank you so much. It's been a real pleasure having you here today. And we've really put you through your paces, but you're still smiling at the end of the day. So thank you very much, Kimmo Pohjonen, Alex Bonney and Dave Smith of the Loop Collective.
Thank you.
And so to end with, here's the ballad, which you've called Still. And then what's the name of that last track again now?
The Last Moments of Bing Crosby. Please enjoy.
Well, a rather off-the-wall tribute to Bing Crosby from our Late Junction collaborators, Kimmo Pohjonen, Alex Bonney and Dave Smith. All the music they created for our Late Junction session is available as a podcast via the Radio 3 website for the next 30 days. And the film, The Mistletoe Bough, with that soundtrack that they created, is available for the next 7 days online. Now to our Egg Rockers, Tamacrest next tonight from their new album, Chatma. This is Tim Tar. Peter Maxwell Davis's Stevie's Ferry to Hoy, played there by Richard Casey. Following Tamarcrest, who bring their own brand of desert rock to the UK next month, they'll be starting off at the Sage Gateshead on the 16th of October. The tour goes through till the 24th, and they'll be at Leeds, at Musicport in Whitby, Nottingham, Brighton, Bristol and Norwich. One of the art film highlights of the summer has been Haris Epaminondas' film Chapters, on show at Oxford Modern Art. It's an epic four-channel film, exquisitely shot in Haris's country of birth, which is Cyprus, with a soundtrack specially recorded and composed by sound artists and improvisers Kelly Jane Jones and Pascal Nichols, otherwise known as Part Wild Horses Mane on Both Sides. Here's an excerpt from it.
Thank you.
Well, that's a section from Part Wild Horses Mane on Both Sides, soundtrack to Harris Epaminondas' film Chapters. And by the way, they've got new material out on vinyl in November. And that was followed by the last track this week from Forest Swords' new album, Engravings, which is out now on Triangles Records. And that was a track called The Gathering. You'll know Philip Henry if you've been a Late Junction fan for a few years, from our 10th birthday party back in 2009. Well, his music, I think, has just gone from strength to strength. And his duo with Hannah Martin is brilliant. And they've got a new album out too called Mind. From that, this is Silbury Hill.
When she stands on Silbury Hill, she watches steer from the top of Slime Town. She could see to the edge of the wild. Driving to London so late in the night, taking the long weary road over Salisbury Plain, lying waiting deep in the dark, a few headlights shine.
Hold when she stands on Silbury Hill, barrel-edged. gotta die, you got to. You know what I want to buy me a pistol, offer me a 30 rounds of ball, shoot my chain just to see her fall. You gotta fall, she got to, she gotta fall, she got to.
The duo of Stein Urheim and Mari Kvien Bruvoll, a track called Crow Jane from them, and another duo just before, Philip Henry and Hannah Martin. That was a track called Silbury Hill, and do check out their brilliant new CD, which is called Mind. And we've just about come to the end of Late Junction for another week. I've been ending with music by Michael Nyman all week from his tracks for Peter Greenaway films. I'll be back on Tuesday. I hope you can join me then. But here's a good track to end this week of Late Junctions. Thanks for your company. This is Chasing Sheep is Best Left to Shepherds.
Thank you.
Hello and welcome from me, Jonathan Swain. This is Through the Night here on BBC Radio 3. Two of music's best-known composer prodigies to set us on our way tonight to the youthful and impossibly talented Mozart and Mendelssohn. It's a concert Concerto Copenhagen and their director Lars Ulrik Mortensen gave at the Garrison Church Copenhagen in March 2012. Mendelssohn's other violin concerto is to come in the concert. First, though, Mozart. As composer to the Archbishop of Salzburg, he wrote several divertimentos as light entertainment for visiting dignitaries. Didn't need to be very good, but it simply wasn't in Mozart's nature to write anything substandard. This is the divertimento in D major, K136.